She is Cheryl Wheeler. As soon as I find my voice, Ready Lighting, WRLT. And this is Jarvis. And sitting with me right here is the guy himself, Bela Fleck. Hi, Bela.
Hi, Jarvis.
That was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's good to have you here at the station. You've had a tremendously successful year. I mean, we just commented. It was about a 1 year ago, almost a year, exactly a year ago. What is April, I guess. No, May. May last year, you played center stage. And you guys were just getting off the ground. And now a Grammy nomination. And things are taking off for you.
It's gone real well, I have to say. It's been a real, real fun year. Very challenging. And played a lot of music. And played it for a lot of people. It's been good.
New record coming out soon. We call it CDs these days, anyway.
That's right. The record thing has sort of bit the dust. But, yeah, we just finished recording and mixing. In fact, yesterday we mastered the record, the CD.
Right, the unit.
The unit. Thank you. And we're really proud of it. We're really happy with it. We think we've made a lot of progress.
Oh, how could you guys progress anymore? You already set the standard. In your kind of music.
You're very
kind. You invented it, actually. All right.
Let's
get the story on you. Now, you came from New York, a jazz banjo playing guy from New York. For folks who have not already taken a curiosity and made a study of you, it was the New York Academy of Music. Is that where you were?
I just went to a high school up there, which is called Music and Art High School.
Yeah, is it?
I guess a lot of people know of it from the TV show Fame, mm-hmm, and the movie Fame, because it was a school for the arts, and there was music and art being some of the arts that exist. And I was in music, and I got into the school playing guitar, which I could just barely play, but they decided I had some tiny amount of talent, potential talent, so they put me on French horn, which was a major disaster. And eventually I was demoted to the chorus, where I sang tenor, and I'm not a tenor, so basically I screamed my way through high school. But meanwhile, I had my banjo, which I got right when I started at high school, and I was working on that and cutting classes, and you know the story. So, but the thing is, as I was growing up in New York City, I was hearing a lot of music besides bluegrass, even though I was turned on to banjo by Beverly Hillbillies and all that stuff. But so I was turned on to Chick Corea and Return to Forever, and I got to see them live in high school and changed my life. And I said, well, that's what I want to do right there.
Fascinating.
That would be nice. So somehow, now about 20 years later, roughly, or 18 years later from when I started high school, whatever it is, I'm doing something along those lines, so it's sort of neat.
It's amazing how many people's lives Chick Corea has affected. Even Steve Gadd and Dave Weckl, who play drums with him now, and a lot of artists, who even Chick himself doesn't know. How many lives he's affected.
I think it's hard
musically.
I think it must be hard to see yourself that way, mm-hmm, because the guy's just years and years of great music. But the thing about that period when I saw him is he had a band called Return to Forever, mm-hmm, which was, it wasn't just Chick, it was everybody. It was a band concept. In other words, it wasn't just Chick playing and some guys supporting him. Every single guy was a star, and that's always been the kind of bands I wanted to be in. So with the Newgrass Revival, same thing. No one guy stood out. It was a group concept with strength in numbers, which a lot of people in Nashville know about. It's a group of equals, and Flecktones is the same thing. We're all in there together trying to make the best sound we can.
Well, I think your band is a very good analogy to Chick Corea's band. He has some of the absolute best there are in each of their fields. Howard Levy is just mind-boggling, the things he can do, both on keyboard and harmonica.
Well, Howard, I hope you're not listening.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we're going to blow him up, and now he's going to be impossible to live with. Huh?
I know.
So the lineup is still the same, Levy and the Wooten Brothers.
And it's just, they're great guys to work with and incredible musicians.
I remember at that show last May, old Victor got carried away on the bass. If you remember, he was doing the spinning the bass around his shoulder and just lobbed the thing across the stage.
Right, well.
Yeah, he really puts on a show.
Nowadays, what he does is he leaps into the crowd, does six or seven somersaults, climbs on the ceiling. I don't want to give away the rest.
Okay. Let's save some of it for the surprise for tonight.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
No, but actually, that night his strap broke.
Right.
And the bass went flying across the stage.
That's right.
And he ended up finished the night on a chair.
Somebody in the audience handed him a chair and said, here, you can use this. And
yeah.
That was a heck of a show. Yeah, things go crazy at your
That's
show.
That's funny, you know, because everybody thinks that makes a great show. You know, he was probably horrified because,
right,
you know, his strap broke and everybody went around talking about, instead of what a great way he played that night. They talked about, right, man, it was great. His strap broke.
We should remember that he did chopsticks on the bass is what we ought to remember him for,
yeah,
right?
Something like that.
Things are going crazy. We're going to go away and do commercials and come back and talk some more with Bela Fleck on FM 100.
In the beginning,
zero. With Wonderlawn, your lawn will speak for itself.
I hope we're not wasting Bela's energies. He has to use his hands later today for better things. We're making him sign some CDs, which we're going to give away in a little while. But I better take the phone off the hook here. They're going to call right this second, and I want one. Personally autographed by Bela Fleck. All right, now, Bela, let's talk about what you're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks.
Comes after L?
Eck.
Oh, Eck.
Okay. You're going to be going to do the South by Southwest Festival in Austin. Yeah, what, a week from today? Is that what you just said?
That's right. Wow. 2 weeks from today, I think. Yeah. Actually, we're doing a lot of really neat things this coming year. We're excited because we're starting to make some inroads with the jazz festival scene. We're going to be on the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Fantastic.
And the Playboy Jazz Festival.
Even more fantastic.
In Hollywood. And a few of them. Jacksonville Jazz Festival. So that's going to be neat for us. That's sort of what we'd hoped would happen.
I'd like to know what goes through an artist's mind when you finally have caught, and within that year you get nominated for a Grammy Award. What happens to you when you get that first nomination for the big one?
Well, actually, the first one was with Newgrass Revival about 4 years ago, or maybe five. So this is the fourth one I've been involved with.
But this one had your name on it.
Yeah, okay. So it was a great thing, and we're really excited. The neat thing about it to us was just who we were nominated with. We were nominated, the other nominees were Pat Metheny, mm-hmm. Kenny G, and Harry Connick Jr. So it kind of put us in a different light. And as opposed to before being nominated for, you know, with country artists or bluegrass artists, it made me feel like we were getting the point across that we want to be, you know, a jazz act or whatever you call us. We don't know what we are.
I was about to say, how do you define what you do? We call it jazz banjo, but
right. Well, that whatever works for you, you know.
Okay.
It's not something that we actually understand ourselves, but as many people as we ask, that's how many different descriptions we get.
I'm sure. You're gonna be at 328 Performance Hall tonight.
That's right, and yeah. We're gonna be debuting a lot of material from a brand new record that we just finished last night, actually, and.
Just finished it last night.
Yeah.
Just doing the mixdown. And do we know when this is going to be released? We have our Warner Brothers person over here. I wonder if...
At this time, May 28th.
I knew he'd know. See? These are record promotions people know this stuff. May 28th. All right. So 3 months ahead of time, we'll get to hear some of the things that will be on this album. Of course, as soon as it comes out, we'll be all over it here at this radio station.
Oh, thank you.
You know then. Okay. Great to have you, Bela. Best wishes to you. Now, Bela has picked... Don't call yet. We're going to give away these CDs. We have five of them we're going to give away here momentarily. He's picked out a song off of their previous album, Bela Fleck and the Fleck Tones, and he told me that I'm not to know what this song is, so I'm just going to punch the button, and you listen to it with me. It's Bela Fleck, and best wishes to you. Bela suggested that we give away the CDs to the first five people who can call and identify that song. But then we realized that the first five people who can identify that song already have the CD. So we're just going to tell you that that song is part two of Mars Needs Women. Part one is Space is a Lonely Place. Yeah. And They're Here is what you just heard. Thanks, Bela. Excellent selection. One of the things I've been meaning to ask you, we're going to put you back on the microphone for a second here. Okay. You have yourself with the writer credits next to, it's Fleck / Lennon McCartney. You and John
slick,
and Paul,
yeah.
Got together one time and
yeah.
Wrote some songs.
Yeah, actually, that was
It's your adaptation of their work.
Right, it's an arrangement by Michael Jackson, let us use it.
That's, he had to buy the rights from old Mike, yeah. Okay, well, we're going to give away your CDs right now.
Okay.
First five callers, how about that? It's just the people who can pounce on the phone the fastest. All right, call me right now, 737-0100. He will dedicate the CD to you. Call us now. Let's listen to some music from Sarah Hickman on FM 100. Thanks for coming by, Bela.
My pleasure.
Sweet Little Liar, name of that tune. That's by Daniel Ash, Radio Lightning, WRLT. This is Jarvis. What a pleasure to have Bela Fleck come down here and sit in and chat with us for a while. If you don't have your tickets yet, get them. He's going to be at 328 Performance Hall tonight. Opening act starts at 8, and he'll be on stage at 9 o'clock. And he assured me that he plans to be on the stage and playing music at 9 o'clock. So get down there and see him. 328 Performance Hall tonight, Bela Fleck.
We've all heard a lot of controversy.